Ida.
That's I-D-A Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, born 5347, so 70, how old is she? 76, yeah, no, 77, right? Yeah, 77-year-old black woman, obese, short of breath, chair-bound, cannot get to her bed, cannot lay flat with orthopnea, PND, is being evaluated today for hospice and palliative care, period. New paragraph patient lives with two sisters and a brother in Conroe, Texas. She's never worked in her life, but she has extensive history of smoking, minimal ETOH, period. New paragraph, she's O2 dependent. She's on nebulizer treatment. Despite that, she's requires high doses of steroids frequently to relieve her breathing, period. New paragraph, she has three boys and has three C-sections, period. New paragraph, she has a history of hypertension, recent pneumonia, which caused her to land in the hospital for a week and then rehab. Since then, she's become much weaker. She's no longer able to ambulate to her bed, and she sleeps, sits, and eats in a recliner. She wears a diaper, which the brothers and sisters help her change. She also has ADL dependency, of course, period. Medications include clindamycin, lisinopril for blood pressure. The dose is not known. Losartan, 25 milligram once a day, Macrobid, 100 milligram BID, prednisone, 20 milligram on a tapering dosage, but she's still on 10 milligram a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Losartan, I said that, 25 milligram a day. Vaccination, she states that her flu shot, pneumonia shot, and COVID shots were updated when she was in the hospital a month ago. Patient, again, is on oxygen, but she refuses to use it. She's on an EPP treatment. She refuses to use it. She's huffing and puffing right now with severe wheezing that could be heard without a stethoscope, but nevertheless still refuses to use her nebulizer. Patient is also obese, has most likely pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure with pedal edema, and sleep apnea that has not been treated, period. She also has orthopnea, PND. She can only sleep sitting up, cannot lay flat, has had chest pain off and on, but it's not a natural occurrence. At this time, she's not taking any nitroglycerin. She's not a candidate for cardiac workup, period. On exam, her blood pressure was recorded at 130 over 90, pulse is 100, respiration is 18, O2 sats 92% on room air. Heart, positive one, positive two, slightly tachycardic. Lungs, bronchi, rouse. Put down heart rate at 100. Bronchi, rouse, and wheezes throughout the lung fields. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows decreased turgor or a mucosa without any lesion. Neurological movement on four extremities, but severe weakness. Or a mucosa is dry. Assessment, number one, 77-year-old black woman, obese black woman with COPD, core pulmonale, pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, pedal edema, ADL dependency, severe weakness, recent history of hospitalization for pneumonia, now recliner bound. She can no longer get up to go to her chair or to her bed. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, refuses oxygen, has bouts of confusion related to hypoxemia and hypoperfusion. Her blood pressure is controlled with the current dose of medication, period. In the paragraph, she has pedal edema related to pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure, period. In the paragraph, recently hospitalized with pneumonia, which has left her quite weak to the point that the family has decided against any further back and forth to the doctor's office and hospital and has asked for hospice and palliative care to get involved in her care. Okay, go inside the text and put some family history, prostate cancer in her father, and peripheral vascular disease in her dad. I think that's it. Thank you so much.